From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Sunday a provisional agreement has been made with Russia for a ceasefire in Syria's five-year civil war. However, violence continued throughout the country with scores of people killed in two separate attacks. Early estimates indicate a deadly double bombing in homes early Sunday killed up to 60 people before another series of attacks later in the day hit Saida Zainab, which is south of Damascus. Few details were immediately available on the most recent blasts. British Prime Minister David Cameron, in an interview Sunday with the BBC, urged London Mayor Boris Johnson to support Britain remaining in the European Union. Some British media are speculating that Johnson will join the campaign to leave the EU. On Saturday, he announced voters can decide on a referendum on June 23rd when Britain stays in the EU. Cameron's push to remain in the 28-member bloc comes after EU members agreed on a package of concessions to Britain, which Cameron called special status.
The choice is in your hands, but my recommendation is clear. I believe that Britain will be safer, stronger, and better off in a reformed European Union.
Again, that is the British Prime Minister David Cameron. Bolivia is holding a referendum Sunday to decide whether to amend the Constitution to allow President Evo Morales to run for a fourth consecutive term in 2019. Voters were evenly split on the issue until recently. However, now a growing number of Bolivians are starting to doubt the integrity of the country's first indigenous president. VOA News. Voters in Niger are going to the polls Sunday to elect a new parliament and to decide whether the president will receive a second five-year term. Mahamadou Issoufou is running with a promise to crush Islamist militants and develop one of the poorest countries in the world. Some 14 other candidates are also running for the presidency. A public campaign on behalf of the baby daughter of a family of asylum seekers has promised Australia's immigration minister to allow the family to remain in the country instead of being sent back to a remote detention camp. The one-year-old child, known as Baby Asha, was brought to Lady Salento Children's Hospital in Brisbane for medical treatment last month from a camp on the South Pacific island of Nauru, where she suffered accidental burns. The hospital refused to release the child after her treatment until they were assured she would be placed in a safer environment. The UN Children's Fund calls the daily suffering endured by more than 1.5 million Ukrainian children victimized by 2 years of conflict intolerable. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund considers the many children affected by the conflict in eastern Ukraine as much more than just collateral damage. It says the deprivation and trauma experienced by those who are most affected, some 580,000 children living near the front line, will have lifelong damaging consequences. UNICEF representative in Ukraine, Giovanna Barberis, says these children are being deprived of their basic rights, including education, housing, and the right to play. She says about 215,000 of the 1.6 million people displaced by the conflict cannot return to the homes they were forced to flee. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
2 days of violent protests in northeastern India have turned deadly and plunged the capital of New Delhi into a water supply crisis. Haryana State has been the scene of a week-old demonstration by members of the Rural Agricultural Jat Caste. They are demanding federal and state benefits, including guaranteed government jobs and university placement. The protests turned violent on Friday with demonstrators setting fire to homes and railway stations, as well as damaging equipment that transports water from a canal in Haryana to New Delhi. At least 5 people have been killed in a powerful cyclone that struck the South Pacific island nation of Fiji Saturday. Authorities have begun deploying storm teams and cleanup crews throughout the island chain to assess the damage from Cyclone Winston. It was a Category 5 storm with winds reaching 300 kilometers an hour. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.